ओम शांति। ओके, सो वेलकम वेलकम टू दिस सेशन। डू यू हैव सम स्पेशल थॉट्स और एनी मे बी यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चन और यू वुड लाइक टू शेयर योर एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ बीइंग इन मधुबन दिस टाइम। Yes? What do you want to do in this session? What do you want to do? My experience. Uh-huh. Okay, any other answer? Huh? What we need to do now. Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine. So, two things were said. Somebody said that they want to listen my experience. I don't know how many of you know me. First of all, let me tell you about me a little. my name is Sudha. You can call just Didi or Sudha Didi. I am from Delhi, born, brought up, and got this spiritual knowledge in Delhi. And I got this spiritual knowledge more than 56 years ago when I was in school. And I continued my education in Delhi University. I did my master's degree in science in botany. And also I took my degree of bachelor in pedagogica. And this was all from Delhi, but at the same time I was studying the spiritual knowledge every day. So one of the parts of the experience is this, that I never missed any class. And I had always very good relationships, quite close relationships with our seniors. And I consider these two points to be the safety mechanism. You understand? Maya is omnipresent. Maya never sleeps. Maya is always alert, and Maya is our enemy. Maya, the enemy, can attack the soul in any form, anywhere, at any time, right? And when we say Maya, it does not mean its gross form of five vices. Any situation which is unexpected, unpleasant, can take the form of Maya. Unpleasant for you, unexpected for you, can take the form of Maya. And here our old sanskars play a very great role. So we must never forget that we all came to Baba having gone through the cycle of 84 births. And during this cycle, the soul from Sato Pradhan became Tamo Pradhan. So we all came to Baba with a big baggage of Tamo Pradhan sanskars. If we had all our sanskars Sato Pradhan, there was no need for Baba to come. Right? We all say that we have come to Baba for transforming the self and then for transforming the world. But here one thing is to be underlined, that when we say transforming the world, first of all is our Brahman world, and later is that big, unlimited world with billions of souls. And when we talk of transforming the Brahman family, one need to have that great art of transformation. Baba knows that we have old tamopradhan sanskars. Intellect has become like stone. Intellect has become tamopradhan. Baba knows all this. Baba knows better than we know. Like Baba knows our specialities better than we know. Same way Baba knows our weaknesses or negative sanskaras also better than we know or we realize. But Baba teaches us the art. Every day's Murli is the art of transformation. When Baba speaks and it's something, it is Baba is teaching that art of bringing that transformation in the self and enabling others to transform. If you say to others, transform, do you think he will transform? No. Only Baba has this right to say, because Baba is always perfect. And when we think of transformation in others, it is possible only by becoming an example. By becoming an example in front of them. And in this Murli, Murli is the greatest source. So therefore, when any kind of situation comes to you, any kind of situation, there was a time in my life also when I was very young and my father was not in Gyan, my mother was, but myself and my younger sister. Some situation arose at that time, probably it was 2-3 years in Gyan, and I felt that not like going to the class. Just a thought came, but instantly another thought came, if I today do not go to the class, my father will always have the right to stop me and will say that this is the reason, that is the reason, today is this work, tomorrow is this, third day is this, and so you should not go to the class today. I must go. And therefore it became such that no matter what, except my school days, of course. Our school began at 7 o'clock in the morning and we had to reach on time, and so we used to come for the morning classes on Sundays, and two times a week there was class for Kumaris in the evening, so I used to join those classes. That was in my school days. But when I joined the university, Delhi University, so I had the time to come to class every day. So I would like to tell you that no matter what, never miss the class. Never miss. Baba will find out the way to protect the soul from the crocodile Maya. Otherwise Maya the crocodile can easily swallow Baba's child. This or that reason can take away the child from Baba. And second is your connection with the seniors. Very often it happens because we all come with old sanskaras. So sometimes at the back of another person, someone will tell you the weaknesses or bad things or negativities about the other one. And this other one can be even the senior. This other one can be even the senior. And if you listen to these, wrong things, sort of backbiting, and keep it within you, is very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. You should definitely clarify it with your seniors. Definitely clarify. I am telling you this on the basis of my experience. You know, I was, this was again my experience when I was told, because I had the aim on immediately the first, very first day when I saw, when I came at the center, power center, and saw Dadi Gulzar, I instantly decided that I want to be like her. And I told about this to my father. And so a time came when one senior sister began to, you know, sort of provoke, you should not live at the center. It is not good to live at the center. It is not good to live at the center. I asked her, but you are living, why are you stopping me? She said that, no, but I have been living since a long time, so I can't do anything else. You are so highly educated, you can get a very good job of a professor and this and that, so you should go for that. You should not live in the center and so on. So, and she told me certain things which I could not swallow at all. It was impossible for me to believe in that. But at the same time, I loved this sister very much and she loved me very much. So I didn't know what to do. What to do? With whom to talk about all this, what she is telling me? A few months passed. I continued coming in the class, but I was very sad. Very, very sad. Because I didn't want to accept what that sister was telling me. And at the same time, I could not doubt in her that what she is telling is not right. So you can see the situation with me. And so I didn't know what to do. So then, but still I continued to come in the classes and it protected me. After a few months, Dadi Prakash Mani came in Delhi. We had a big program. Big, big, huge exhibition with many pavilions, and we had to organize that. So I went to meet her. And I told Dadi asked me, I see on your face you are not happy. What has happened to you? Because she knew me from my childhood. And so I told Dadi, I can't speak those words which that sister told me. But what she told me was so unbelievable. I can't do that. So Dadi told me, just forget about it. You need not bother what that sister told you. And you need not even tell me what she told you. But you just forget it. Just forget it. Such things come, such situations happen, and you should not bother. And so the moment I opened my heart to Dadi, though I didn't say anything because I could not speak that. It was impossible for me to speak those words. And so Dadi heard, she told me what I should do, and everything was okay. Everything was okay. So what I want to tell you is that these two things are very, very important for every Brahmin. Every Brahmin. Because, you know, they can be your immediate senior, and then after that senior, and last senior is Baba. Okay? So never remain confused inside. If any kind of question arises in your mind, definitely approach someone who is wise, who can rightly guide you, and who can take you to the right path. That will be the aim of becoming a Brahmin. Because we have become a Brahmin to transform from a human into a deity. So now this is the experience of like almost more than 50 years ago. you know, this how it all began. Experiences are very many, and so, like as I told you, I came in Gyan 56 years ago. Very fortunate to come in Gyan at that center where Dadi Gulzar used to live, Brother Jagdish and Chakradhari Didi used to live. Got direct sustenance from them for years together. And of course, then when we used to come to Madhuban from our Dadis and Didis. Now, 35 years ago, I went to Russia, and when the services began there, and so it was in 1989, and so I am still there, though I never thought that I would be there for such a long time, but I am still there, and a lot of services going on there. There are many Brahmins and very pakka Brahmins. You know, one thing which I would like to... One thing which I would like to tell here when I talk of the experience is that, you know, that when... This I am telling you in a shortcut way, that when, you know, sometimes it is said, it is not easy to... reach the hearts of these people. They are very strict, they are very hard, and they sort of create a wall in front of them. And this is that was taught, told to us when we went to Russia. And at times there was this experience also that people do not respond instantly. But what I found while living there was, when you are really, you know, really you have that wish, that pure wish to serve the soul, you have that good wishes to bring benefit to the soul, and you do not look at anything else, status, position, wealth, beauty, health, or whatever, whatever. You just look at the soul, then this soul-to-soul connection, this is very, very easy. And therefore, not only in Russia, but anywhere I have been in the world, I never felt that I am in a foreign land. I never felt that. I always felt that I am very, very close to everyone, as if I know everyone. Because I do not have any selfish motive. The only thing which I have in my mind is service. And so I would like to say that too, because sometimes it becomes a little difficult to come closer. And until you are close, you can't serve really. You can't bring that result, which the result is required. And so that soul to that Baba has told, look at the soul. You are a soul. Look at the soul. Let the soul to whom you are talking also looks at you as the soul, that tiny point of light, that tiny sparkling star. Have this aim. And not only while you are giving a lecture or a course or reading Murli or talking to someone directly, giving Gyan, but wherever you are, whether you are in a train or a plane or on the road, in a shop, if we develop this practice, sitting at the airport, at the railway station, if we develop this practice of those who are around, those who are passing by, each one of them is a soul. If we practice this, I think this can be of a great benefit to us and to those souls who are around us. And that also, you know, I tell you my one of the experiences here. So once I was traveling by a plane from one city to another city within Russia. And so while I sat and, you know, there was announcement and so on. So So a thought came to me that this is such a huge plane, more than 300 people are sitting in this, and there is that pilot and air hostesses and so on. How big is their responsibility to take all these 300 people to their destination? It's not a small thing. They have to enable them to reach their destination. A huge responsibility on them. It's not a small thing, and this plane will go higher and so comes down there at the destination. So I began to remember Baba and send the vibrations of peace so that they are calm, no worry, no tension, no stress. In air hostesses, in the pilot and the co-pilot, all are calm. I was just doing like that and sitting peacefully, that's all. And so the air hostess, the plane started, air hostess started her work of distributing the food and so on and so on. After she had distributed the food, she came to me. She came to me and sat just near me. My seat was the aisle seat. And she sat near me and said that, may I ask you, who are you? From where you are you doing some special practice? So I told her, I then asked her, but why are you asking all this? I said, I don't know, I was passing through this plane here and there all the time. And whenever I passed by your side, I felt some special kind of vibrations. I felt that there is something special. So, though, you know the responsibility of air hostesses, they have to be very smart and very quick and do. So she was not standing near me, just passing by. But as Baba says, Mansa Seva, service through mind. So your pure wishes, Baba's remembrance, and the vibrations of peace, when they reach the soul, they serve the soul. They serve the soul. And this is why Baba says that wherever you are, even if you can't do service by words, but you can serve through your mind. And there are many, many such experiences which you all must also be having, and I could share a lot about them. And the last thing which I want to tell regarding my experience now is that all of you know the situation in what is happening in Russia and Ukraine. People call it war, but in Russia they don't call it war. They call it special operation which is going on. And there is a long history about it which I don't want to talk about. And otherwise, people who do not know the history, some will blame this side, some will blame that side, and so on. And what Baba has taught us, we do not blame anyone. We do not blame anyone, and we do not talk about those matters about which we are not 100% sure. We do not know the reality. We do not know the history. So it is absolutely useless to talk about such things, just guessing on the basis of the information in the media, on TV and radio and newspapers, and what people are talking about. It is absolutely useless, absolutely. What our task as BKs is, because what I feel in my heart, no matter what, whether the person is from this country or that country, if that person is injured or this person is injured, both are souls. We say the world is one family. We are all brothers. So we cannot take this one's or that one's side. We cannot. And moreover, we cannot spread that uncertain message or uncertain news about which we are not sure. It's just a wastage of time. And therefore, what we do is that, you know, I know that some of the relatives of BKs also had to go to the army, and because it was the government order and so on. But all these BKs, when I came to know about it after 7-8 months, they were so calm, so calm. I asked them, "You don't have any fear, no worry, no tension?" They said, "No." I said, "But why?" "Baba is there. Baba is there." But what we do is, after every Amrit Vela, the Amrit Vela is over, then we spend 10-15 minutes to send Sakash to these souls. So Baba's knowledge is such, which in spite of any situation, any circumstance, Baba's knowledge transforms our way of thinking. We can't think the way people think, isn't it? Sometimes Brahmins also become influenced by the media. And therefore, it is very rightly said that, you know, once I read in a, actually it was in a newspaper, it was long ago, maybe 50 years ago, I read in a newspaper in India, Hindustan Times, there was a column, Wise Words. The column said that if people stop reading, during those times we didn't have internet, we didn't have these mobiles, and we didn't have all these social medias, we didn't have anything. That at the time was newspaper, daily newspaper, radio, and just TV had started. And so the information on this, in this column was, if people stop reading newspaper for 1 month, all the medical stores will be closed. All the medical, there will be no need of medicine. Because by reading the news, they become tense, they become stressful, and because of stress, this stress affects their body, and then they run to the medical stores. If they stop even for a month, the medical stores will not be needed. Can you imagine? This was in the newspaper itself. And so when, and if during that time it was said 50 years ago, and now what is happening in the world? If you go on listening to the same news again and again and again and talking about what will happen to our brain, what will happen to our intellect, what will happen to the state of mind, and then how to talk about Mansa Seva? We can't do Mansa Seva then. It is impossible, because our mind then will be occupied with all those kinds of thoughts. We will try to focus our mind on Baba, but we will not be able to do that. Do you agree? Agree? Yes? And therefore, from this today onwards, Baba used to say you should, during Baba's time, there was only radio. So you should listen to the radio news just for getting the information, if there is any possibility of doing any service anywhere. Some VIP has come, there is some program there, there is this, there is that. So that what service you can do, and just to be informed about, so that you are not ignorant. That's all. Nothing more than that. Only once a day, and that too somewhere in the afternoon. That's all. Neither in the morning nor in the evening. Baba stops it. Because morning and evening time are for Baba, for the soul. We need to go, become introvert and go within and check the whole day, how the day passed and so on. I never listened to the news since more than at least 30 years. If there is something happening, I come to know from this one or that one. That's all. What I need to do, I know. I will do that. But I don't spend time and my energy in listening to the false news. To the false news. That is very, very important. So this is also a part of the experience because, you know, it enables you to do that what is more important. My self-transformation is more important. Do you understand? Service is more important. I need to settle my karmic accounts. That is more important. I need to burn my past sins. That is more important. I have so many things to do. And why should I spend my time in listening to all these useless things in which I practically cannot do anything? Right? So this is, the sister asked, what should we do now? So this is one thing which we should do now. We should have a control over the self. Baba says you are the king of your sense organs. So the need of the time is to become the king of our sense organs. Our sense organs should not make us their slave. Sometimes ears, sometimes eyes, sometimes this, sometimes that. So I need to become a ruler of my sense organs. That is very, very important. It's the need of the time. And second thing, what the need of the time is, that focus on the self. Focus on the self. Becoming introvert more and more. And silent. This is what I feel. What I feel. As much as possible. Because Baba today also said that it's now the time to go home. You are all vanprasthi. Huh? Vanprast. The stage of vanprast means going beyond sound. Going beyond sound. So the more I practice going beyond sound, the better it is. Better it is. Only in this stage I can check myself. Sometimes what happens is, what we need to do is, make special effort in Madhuban to revise the Murli. If you can get the printed Murli, or maybe you have on your mobiles full Murli, if not more. Baba said to Dadi Janki, when Dadi Janki asked Baba, I have come two years late in Gyan, and these sisters came 2 years earlier. They have already covered up so much. I have come late. How will I go ahead? Baba said, read Murli 8 times a day. Dadi said, I will read 12 times. Dadi said, I will read 12 times a day. 12 times a day. And so she said, I started like this. And so if we can't find time, of course, 12 times or 8 times. But a thorough study of the Murli, if not more, besides the class, 2 times. Thorough study. Like we study our course books. School, university, college books. Like that. And the better you understand the Murli, the closer you will feel to Baba. The closer you will feel to Baba. So keep this aim of, while being in Madhuban, at least 2 times. 2 times thorough study of the Murli. If I ask you now, what do you remember from today's Murli? Can anybody tell? What was the blessing? What was the blessing of today? Who will tell? Can you stand? Stand up. Very good. So, did you listen to her? No. So, in Hindi it sounds very well. Khushhal. Khushhal. You can write it down for you. Learn Hindi little bit. Khushhal. Hal, you know, the word hal means your state of mind. How are you? How are you feeling? How are you? Like that. So, khushhal. I am. Khush means happy. I am happy. My mind is happy and I am feeling happy. Everything is good. Khushhal. Did you write? Right. Khushhal. You will remember it. Khush. K H U S H A. Khushhal. H A A L. Khushhal. Speak out. Very good. Happy. Happy. Happy feeling. Happy feeling. Happy state of mind. Yeah. Okay. Khushhal. And second word is farishto. Farishta's word you know. Farishta means angel. Angel. Ni like angel. Farishta means angel. So, farishto ki chaal. Farishto. F A R I S H T O small n. Farishto. So, second word ki. K I. Third word, C H A A L. Chal. So chal means behavior. Behavior. Farishton ki chal means my behavior is like angels. Okay? Angels. Khushhal. So speak together. Khushhal. Or farishton ki chal. Khushhal. Or farishton ki chal. Theek hai? Okay? Okay. Farishton ki chal. So khushhal, happy feeling. Happy feeling. I feel happy. Why? Because my behavior is like angels. Okay? Why do I feel happy? Because my behavior is like angels. So this was the blessing of today. This was the blessing of today. Khushhal and farishton ki chal. So if I remember these two words, I don't remember the whole Murli, but this sister says that she keeps on practicing up till now, that I am happy and I am behaving like an angel. And how do angels behave? How do angels behave? Huh? Double light and always blessing. Always blessing, right? Easy. Easy and light. And light, right? And always giving. Always giving. So my behavior is not demanding, but giving. And what I am giving? I am giving happiness, I am giving powers, I am giving love, I am giving blessings, I am giving good wishes. Okay? So if you continue to give this, this is called farishton ki chaal. Behavior like angels. Then you are khushhal. Then you are always happy. Good? Okay. So this is, what is your name, sister? Harshpreet. From where?
I live in Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur. Very good. Okay. Anybody else who remembers any point from the Murli? Srimad, only Srimad makes you elevated. And what Manmat does? Variety of Manmat. Yes, only Srimad makes you elevated. Manmat makes you fall. Yeah. Okay, brothers, what do you remember? Brothers. Yes, come on. Any point from the Murli? Yes, sister. Yes, sister. Baba? Baba decorates us. Baba decorates us. Yes. Yes, Shringar karte hain. Baba decorates us. Yes, Brother Victor. The brother is saying that when you continue to give blessings to others, then you will never have to make hard effort. Never hard effort. Because you give blessings, you get blessings automatically. It is a in exchange. It's an exchange. So, this is the essence. So, when I am always in the awareness of at least one point of the Murli, just one point. Dadi Gulzar used to say, the Murli is of 3 pages or 4 pages, right? Okay, you can't remember the whole Murli. Remember just the blessing. Blessing generally without explanation, just the blessing is also of about 1.5 sentence generally, sometimes 2 sentences. She said, even if you can't remember the blessing, just remember the slogan. It is not even full line. Just remember the slogan. It is not even full line. Can't you remember even this much? So keep this in your mind and go on working on it. Go on working on it. This is very important. Another thing which I would like to suggest you is, some of you must be having already the sanskar of churning the knowledge. Who has the sanskar of churning knowledge? Raise your hands. Now you are practicing. Okay. No, it is a sanskar which each one of us should develop. Each one. And how to do it? How to do it?
How will I implement it? Where all can I implement it? So I keep asking
all these questions regarding every point. The first thing is, what you should make a separate notebook. Notebook for churning. And then from the Murli or otherwise, just write on the top one point. Just one point. Like I asked you, how do angels behave? You want to write on this. How do angels behave? My aim is to become an angel. If I keep on saying, I will become an angel, I will become an angel, I will not become an angel. I should learn to act like an angel. So I begin to recall the stories in our childhood. We used to listen a lot of stories about fairies. A lot of stories about fairies. Later on we listened about angels also. But in childhood it was about fairies. It's the same thing. And so just begin to think, how would an angel behave and how would an angel not behave? And then some points will come to your mind. You note down. And then the whole day, give this task to your intellect. You go to bath, take bath, you take your food, you are going to cook, you are doing cleaning, you are doing something. But your intellect is busy with these thoughts. How do an angel behave and how does he not behave? Something will struck your mind. The moment it struck, you quickly write it. This will be Baba's touching. Then you read Murli with this aim. What Baba is saying about how angels behave and how angels don't behave. And you will find the answers in the Murli. Note down those points. And then you are talking to someone. It can be a BK or a non-BK. While talking to the other person, you may get some feeling. This is how an angel should behave. This is how the angel should behave. Or if that person's behavior is not good, you instantly decide for yourself, I will never behave like this. Because angels don't behave like this. And then you begin to practice it. And then practice will give you the experience. Write that experience. Write that experience. So this is called, Baba says, churning and eating the fruit of churning. Experience is the fruit. Experience is the fruit. It is the sweetest fruit and the most delicious fruit. Experience. So do it every day. Our dadis, our seniors, how did they become like this? Once I asked, when I was quite young, Atam Prakash Pai Toli, you know him? You know him. So he was also quite young, he's almost of our same age. And so his department has been making Toli from the very beginning. So I asked him, when do you find time to go and churn because you give classes and this and that and so on? He said that what I do is that time which is allotted for me to go and take rest, I don't take rest. I use that time of rest for churning the knowledge. You understand? Nobody will give us special time. Nobody will give us special time. We have to make our time ourselves. And we can't leave services. We can't leave our responsibilities. We can't leave our duties. But because I give importance to this practice, I will sacrifice my time of rest. Even if 40 minutes, half an hour. But I will do it. So, therefore, this is another thing which that you were asking, sister, that what should we do now? Because Baba says, the time will come when there will be a queue in front of each one of you. Queue. Queue of thirsty people. Thirsty for love. Thirsty for peace. Thirsty for power. Thirsty for some kind of guidance. Thirsty. Will you send them just like that? Will you say that the teacher is not here? Will you send them empty-handed? You are the children of bestower, the giver. You can't send them empty-handed. So when you develop this practice of churning, your intellect will be full of knowledge and heart will be full of experience. And then when the soul will come in front of you, you will feel what the soul needs. You will feel what the soul needs. And within a few seconds or few minutes, you will be able to give to the soul what the soul wants. At that time, there will be no time for giving courses, long explanations. No. Just drishti. So my drishti should be full of that power and peace and love and intellect full of knowledge. So only this practice of churning Baba's Murli, Baba's knowledge, can help me reach that stage, and it will protect me from useless, wasteful thoughts. I will become so much interested in this that I am not interested at all in gossiping, in wasteful thinking, in useless thinking at all. Even if somebody provokes me, I'm so sorry, I have no interest. I have no interest. Okay? Is it clear? Okay, so Om Shanti. If you have any question, you are welcome to ask. Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay. Any other question? No. Okay, very good. The question is very nice. It has to be understood very well. So when we say, everything, Baba, everything belongs to you, what does it mean? That what I have body, I have mind, I have some talents, some specialities, I have material wealth, little or more, some resources, I have relations, connections. So whatever I have, I say, Baba, all this belongs to you. Now, what does it mean that I use my body according to Srimad? I use everything according to Srimad. For example, Baba says, there should be a balance between soul and body. Take care of the soul and also take care of the body. You should not be careless about either the soul or the body. It's not that because I am a soul, therefore, no, it does not matter if I don't take care of the body. No, this is not Srimad. Srimad is balance. Balance of both, soul and body. Take care of both. So I ask myself, whether I am taking care of the soul as per Srimad, whether I am taking care of the body as per Srimad. If not, that means I have not given my body to Baba. You understand? If, for example, I become careless about the body, I don't feed the body at the proper time, or I don't feed the proper food what the body needs, then the body will become weak or sick. Then this body will not be able to serve Baba. And I say, Baba, this body is yours. If this body is Baba's, I have no right to make this body weak. I have no right to make this body sick because of my... One is my karmic account, old karmic account. But another is my carelessness. My carelessness. I don't eat properly, I don't take rest at the right time, I don't take care of the body properly, I don't maintain it hygienically, etc., etc. The body will become weak and sick. Same is with my mind. I have given my mind to Baba. Baba Srimad for the mind is Manmanabhav. Baba Srimad for the mind is have positive thoughts. Baba Srimad for the mind is have positive feelings, pure feelings and good wishes. Baba Srimad for the mind is have a pure attitude. So what is Srimad of Baba for the mind? If I am following that, means I have given my mind to Baba. Same with wealth. I have wealth, you know. I give you one example here. In 1992, we started service in one of the countries in that region of former Soviet Union. It was Latvia, in the capital of that country. And so you know, all of you know that experience you have. When the service begin, the resources are very limited. All kinds of resources, human resources, material resources, everything is very limited. And so because we have been sustained by our seniors, from whom we have listened so many stories of yajna, of that beggary part, how Baba used to teach them and so on. So what happened was that there was one sister with me, and we had to cook something. So the burner, gas burner, there were four burners in that. So what she did, there was matchstick, not the lighter, and she used one matchstick and put on one burner, and then this matchstick was extinguished, and then she put on second matchstick and the second burner. So I said to her, sister, but you could use the same matchstick with which you lightened the first one, the second one, it is close by. Then her answer was, but Didi, I didn't take the money for this matchbox from Baba's Bhandari. This was from my pocket. So I am not wasting Baba's money. I said, but whose money is in your pocket? Whose money is in your pocket? This also belongs to Baba. If you say that you are a trustee, small matchstick, it's not an expensive thing. But as Dadi Janki was once telling us, that once Dadi Janki was in Pune, Mama came there. This was the beginning of the services there. And Dadi said, I was washing rice. So Dadi was washing rice, and five grains of rice, you know, like fall down in the sink where she was washing. Mama was standing there. Mama said, Janak, see what has happened. Ha, Dadi, Mama, this just slipped from my fingers. Mama said, do you know, the one who brought this to Baba's Yajna, of one, he will get millions. And you have wasted one, you have wasted millions. You understand? So Mama asked her to pick up these five grains, wash them, and use them. So in essence, giving everything to Baba, it's not physically, it's using them in such a way that nothing is wasted, nothing is spoiled because of my carelessness, because of my carelessness. Understand? So because of me, there should not be any disservice of any of those contacts and relations who are not in Gyan. Because Baba has come to take everyone back home, to bring benefit to all the souls. So I can't think that, oh, they are mine, I have all the right over them. No. They also belong to Baba. So nothing is wasted, nothing is spoiled, there is no disservice done because of my carelessness. This is in essence means being a trustee. Okay? Om Shanti.